This call is being recorded.
I am Ashtar. I purposely did not share with the James early enough that he could post this, for we waited until the final moments before deciding whether it would be myself or another that would come through. But based on those things which are happening now, based on all of those occurrences, all of those shifts and changes that are happening even now as we speak here, it was determined that I, as Ashtar, would come in and speak with you. Because it is important at this point, as you, as the workers and the warriors and the light bearers, all of you that are moving this whole ascension process forward, all of you that came here to do this, to move about your missions, and as you have heard many times, you are reaching the finish line, and that is certainly true. And as you do this, it is time for you to take up that mantle of the missions that you came here for. And those moments are here now. It is not that they are coming in the future. They are here now. You are here now. This is the moment when you are awakening and helping many others across the planet to awaken as well. Because it is all about consciousness. It is all about the movement of consciousness, your consciousness, as well as all of those around you. And as many as you can begin to assist in these endeavors to move through this transition. And a transition you are all moving through. As we from our ships look down and see all that is happening, all that is changing, we do see the Earth in a different way. We see Gaia as she is birthing into a new understanding, a new higher frequency herself. And as she births into this new higher frequency, so too do all of you that are here on the planet as well. Again, as long as you can resonate to this frequency, as long as you can be in that frequency and be able to move along with it. That is the important point. Because if you cannot, if those that are not able to, they will not. They will not move along with the frequency of the Earth as she is moving into these higher vibrations and into the fifth and beyond dimension. In order for you to do that, you have to be resonating at the same frequency. Now, that is not to say that those of you that came here to volunteer to be a part of this, not that those of you will not be ready, because you are all being trained to be ready for this. You are all being prepared ahead of time so that when those moments come, you will be able to then turn around and assist others who are not quite acclimated, not quite ready to handle these energies. And there will be much confusion at that time. And you will be there to assist in helping them to let go of that confusion and to understand that all that is happening for a reason. All that is happening because it is being orchestrated. Nothing is being left to chance. You must understand this. Your entire life is being orchestrated by you and your higher self, and all of those that work with you and within you are assisting in this entire process. So you are never alone. None of you are ever alone. We, those of us, the Ashtar Command, those in the Company of Heaven, those of the many of the Ascended Masters and the Agarthans, and all that are assisting in this process, all of the beings of light that are working with this, even those that are simply here to observe are assisting in this process as well. Just as those of you that are not quite taking action yourselves are assisting in the process, because your very thoughts, as they shift and change, are also shifting the consciousness as well. So even to the smallest of you, even to the ones that you feel are not making a difference, you are making a difference. And this you must understand. Yes, do ask for certain ones to step forward when those callings come to you, and now it is time for you to take a certain action. Yes, we do ask you to do that. But those that are not ready for this or are not even meant for doing this are also taking action just simply by their thoughts, their feelings, their understandings, and their knowings, their awareness. Awareness does lead to most movements of consciousness. And this you must understand, as the James gave earlier, he was prompted to do this, just as the Charles is many times prompted to do and share what he shares as well. Because all of this is a process, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. It is all a process that you are all moving through, and all of you are a part of this process, no matter how great or small you might think that your participation is here. It matters not. Just as those of my commands, there is no greater or lesser ones that are working in this as well. We all have our parts to play, and you all have your parts to play. But I tell you now that as several important announcements are coming forth, they are going to shock many people across the planet as these announcements come forward. And this is what you are preparing for and have been preparing for in all of your awareness of everything that is happening, both outside of yourself and within yourself. So be prepared now. It is time now to keep those seatbelts fastened. Things may get a little rocky, seem a little rocky to you, but that is not to be a fearful anything to fear here. It is only that you be aware and be ready as these shifts and changes come forward, because the time is here now. I am Ashtar. I always enjoy these times that we can be together. I can be with you. And as many have said, we are all looking forward to those times that are coming where we will be right there with you, in front of you. Our ships will land in many places. Yes, and even in some of your backyards, that will happen. And this is what you are being prepared for as you move through this transition and as you continue to have these advances that you are moving through. Not only those advances that are called the advances, but even knowing that each and every day and moment of your life is an advance. I am Ashtar. All of my peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om greetings to you.
Greetings.
Madhusar is here with you to assist you and answer your questions and all of these wonderful things. And they are all wonderful. This is what we continue to help you to understand. Everything is wonderful. Your life is wonderful. Even though it does not seem that way, and you can say, yeah, sure, you can say that one who serves, but be in my shoes. Well, we have been in your shoes. We have been there. And you have been in your shoes many times before. So this is nothing new. It is only new because the programming that you have moved through in this evolution has created that it is all new, that this is a one-time thing, you might say. Can you imagine that there are still people out there that believe they live one life, and that is it? How would that be? How could that be universal? How could that be infinity, that universe extends beyond infinity? That there is no ending and no beginning, and you only have one life? Come on now. This seems actually somewhat ridiculous now, does it not?
Yes.
But there are still people
yes.
out there that believe this. There are still people out there that are sound asleep in these respects. And it is up to you, you, the light workers, the warriors, the bearers, the sharers, whatever you want to call yourselves. You are the ones that are helping to awaken these people. What is the name of this group? Ancient Awakenings. You have been drawn to this group because, mostly because of the awakenings part. You are here to help those that cannot help themselves, you might say, or that are not quite ready for this. And whenever you can, yes, you are the what you call the Johnny Appleseed. You are the ones that spread the seed. Give them a seed here and let them grow it themselves, you see? This is what it is. You give them the seed, give them a little bit of water, a little bit of sunlight, and there they go. That is what you do. So continue to do this. Continue to do this, and very soon, as Ashtar has just said, everything is going to change very drastically because there are a few announcements that are coming. Some major ones, some smaller ones, but they are coming. And this is going to shift the entire planet as these announcements come forward. They have been held off, but they are coming. And you are going to hear them directly through your media system. And it is going to be amazing, not only to those that hear it for the first time, but even for you, because you have been preparing for this and wondering for some time now, well, when is this going to be? And we keep saying soon, soon, soon. Yeah. And you keep saying, yeah, sure, you can say that. But yes, it is going to be, you are going to have it. It is real. It is that you do not have to see it to believe it. You need to believe it to see it. Okay? Do you have questions here for one who serves? We are on quite a roll here, and we feel it. Do you feel the energies?
Yeah,
do you feel them growing and growing and changing and shifting? Do you feel it within yourselves, not only when you do your meditation, but when you are in just feeling the air around you? And it is not the air that you think. It is not poison air. It is chemtrails may be there, yes, but you have moved and evolved beyond this at this point. Your energies are higher. You do not have to be concerned about this as much anymore as others that are unawakened at this point, because they are still within the programming. The more that you find yourself out of the programming and moving beyond it, you will find that these things of the three-dimensional programming can no longer harm you. And this is a fact. If you wanted to be invisible to those around you and really believed you would be, you would be. Not that you would disappear in that sense, but those that are around you would not even see you if they were not meant to see you. You see? So now we ask for questions. Any questions out there? In what James calls phony land. The phony.
Yeah.
You're all the phonies.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We hear you. Yes. Loud and clear.
It's Rhea from the UK. Blessings of love. We love you.
Yes.
I just.
You love
it's Rhea from the UK. Blessings of love, we love you.
Got echo time here.
Oh, that wonderful echo.
There, now go, ask your question.
Okay, wonderful. Recently, a lot of people have been saying that there was this, they're not sure what it was, where it came from. It probably came from the Lyran system. We're not sure, but it was going so fast. Astronomers have seen it come, it's like a ball or something, or they're not sure if it was an asteroid, or they're not sure if it was a comet. This is not a comet because it didn't leave a trail behind it. Anyway, this ball of, well, not sure if it was a light or whatever, it was going so fast, and it's come straight past our Earth, and it looked like it came from the Lyran system or Vega, and it came flying straight past the Earth, and it's now gone past the Earth, and it's off somewhere else. That it's a lot of controversy over this. They're not sure what it is, what it's about, and it was traveling at the most immense speed. They've never seen anything travel so fast in our solar system and go past Earth and then out again so fast like that before. I'm just.
This is a portion of disclosure, you might say. not by the cabal here, but by those of us, those that are out there, what you call the galactics, mm-hmm. by them. It is to begin to become, help more and more people across the planet become aware that they are not alone here, that there are faster than light vehicles that are out there. And it is beyond the understanding of man here on this planet at this time. It is meant to awaken, to assist in awakening.
So is a ship or
yes.
a starship?
Yes.
It's a starship. Wow, wonderful. And it's traveling at the most incredible speed. Like us humans cannot comprehend the speed it was traveling at. The astronomers, they can't comprehend it yet. However, I did think it was a starship, and I thought, no, it's not a comet, nah. But so it's a starship, so that's wonderful. And it came from Lyra or Vega. I'm not sure if it was the star Vega or the Lyran system.
That in itself is not important. The only thing that is important here is that it is real. It is there. It is being seen or has been seen. And more of this is coming, much more of this. More will begin to see things in the skies that before they would not be aware of. Again, it is always for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And this is shifting and changing as well, because more and more will begin to have those eyes and those ears.
Well, it's working because, yep, people are waking
here?
Up to it. Thank you.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
I have one quickly.
Yes.
Valiant Thor still at the Pentagon?
He is there and not there. He is in and out, you might say.
Is he communicating with anybody of any importance?
Yes, he is.
Is he helping us?
Is that the alien?
He is. There are more than just this one, though, helping. Many more. They are in a process here. You must understand it is a process. And it is not something where the president of the United States or the president of Russia or any of these others can just simply come out and say, you are not alone. They cannot do this, or they will not do this. And they are being guided to even not do this at this point. It is a process they are moving through. But again, it is all orchestrated. It is all part of this. And as the frequencies continue to rise across the planet, more and more people begin to awaken and begin to understand and know that they have been lied to by the government, and they have been deceived, and all of this more and more, the awareness increases, then these things are shifting more and more as this happens. You have to understand that there is a great plan at work here, and it has been at work for thousands and thousands of years here. In some cases, even millions of years. And this is all a part of this, and you, at this point, are a part of this plan and this shifting of consciousness. And as you continue to shift consciousness, as you continue to assist more and more people awakening across the planet, then it is moving the forces at work here, you might say, both light and dark, to move in the direction that is also has always been a part of this plan. So even those that work to hold these things back are still working within the plan itself, because the plan is taking awareness of all of this. You see, whether it is light or dark, whether it is delays or no delays, the plan is always at work here. Good.
I have a question.
Yes.
I agree with the lady from the UK. I also heard that report and noted that it came into our universe and kind of made a U-turn right out and past the Earth just that quickly. But I have a question about some of the videos that I've seen on the flat earth theory. What is that about?
That is all part of the programming here. Programming to keep you here within the three-dimensional understanding and to confuse you and to simply to confuse, mm-hmm. to keep you in a state of unknowingness.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So why would they not begin to create a controversy here more and more? Now, if you have been in space, directly, physically in space, and you would look back down at the Earth, how could it be flat? You see? So it is somewhat of simply part of the programming process that those of the dark forces attempt to continue here. Just to continue to confuse, that's all. To make you wonder if what the truth might be. But always know there is only one truth, and that truth is within each and every one of you. So you have the truth within you. Yes, there are universal truths, certainly, yes. But the truth is also within you. And when you understand within yourself what the truth is, then that begins to personify around you as well. And more than come to the truth that you understand and know. Not that they have to buy into your truth, but the more that you believe, the more that you will create the process of the awareness and the truth around you as well.
Thank you. One who serves, I have a question about the Prime Directive. I know I've heard that the Black Nobility, Illuminati, Cabal has been violating that Prime Directive, but we are to uphold that, not to infringe on other people's consciousness. Can you enlighten us or remind us how we are to support that and not to violate? Thank you.
Those of us of the light always follow the Prime Directive, free will. Everyone has free will. Those of the forces of darkness have done all they can to circumvent this wherever they can. But they are still held to a certain standard, you might say, that they cannot cross either. Otherwise, if they had been able to cross this line, then they would have overtaken the earth in many ways beyond what it has happened. So there are forces of light, forces of darkness that are working against each other, you might say, to bring everything into the light. And this is what it is all about. It is all about free will, and that will never, certainly in this universe, that will never be, no one would go against that those that are of the light. You understand this?
Yes, yes. I've just been hearing more and more of that, and that the anomaly that has been created by the dark, you know, with our DNA being reduced and our vibratory rate to the 3D and quarantine and things of that nature, we're breaking free from that. The decree is to end the kind of like the enslavement, not kind of, it is enslavement, not just to our planet, but other planets like ours. So just to, you know, to concur with what you said, is that, you know, we're part of the cleanup crew, right? Like janitors, cleaning up the what is not in divine alignment. So, anyway, thank you.
Yes, we would say not so much part of the cleanup crew, but you are the crew that is bringing the changes. You are the ones that are here to shift everything here. Be the system busters. Busting this system wide open, just as you have done many times before. All of you, with a few exceptions, all of you have been been there, done this before. And you are simply going through the same motions that you have done previously, but you have forgotten this, of course. But as you have heard many times, when this shift of consciousness comes, when the shaft of light or pillar of light comes from the galactic central sun, your memories will either return all at once for a few of you, and for some of you, though, it will continue the process of those memories returning. Because if they were to return all at once for many of you, it would be too much for you to handle. But this is also where those mentors that you have been hearing about come through here as well. As well as moving into the chambers or the crystal chambers.
You know, can I say one more thing of one who serves? This is Daryl. When it comes to memory and remembering where we came from or remembering our assignments and our specific life path, is that when we come into full consciousness, it's a process, not to go ahead of that, but when it's we're being guided to that, so that, man, I don't remember everything, but I remember glimpses. That's part of it. At night, when we're waking up out of our dream state, it's like, oh yeah, okay, a little here, a little there. So I just want to say, is that what we're doing as we're awakening? We are not fully awakened,
correct.
But we're awakening.
That is correct. And always understand that those spheres of the blue avians that have been out there and have been holding these energies back, the cosmic energies, from coming into the planet all at once, because if this had happened, there would be many catastrophes, and it would be a situation where many across the planet would not have been able to handle it, not to mention what it would have done to your central nervous system. So this has been curtailed, held back, these energies, for some time, but they are now, these spheres are now leaving, dissipating, you might say. So the energies that are coming through more and more and more. This is why you are feeling this shift more and more. And it is going to increase drastically here as we continue on. But as you have been hearing, you are being acclimated to these energies. So not only that you can work within them, but you can also help others around you when this occurs more here. It is not going to be business as usual, people, for very much longer.
One who serves.
Yes.
This is Don. I have a question.
Yes.
The question, I think, applies to everybody, but the experience I had that leads up to the question is personal. I think the question, though, is one that we're all asking. Last night I went to bed. I went to bed a little early because sometimes when I come here, I'm like in a daze, and I wanted to be fresh. And anyway, I wasn't able to fall asleep. It was like I was full of energy, and nor did I want to get out of bed. This went on all night long, and it dawned on me that there was a feeling connected with this, and I kind of picked it out because I've been doing the surrender protocol, and it's helped me a great deal. But anyway, the feeling that I identified was I felt lost, more lost than, say, abandoned. And then a couple memories of dreams, and I rarely have dreams, came up. But I had this, I've had this one dream where, you know, I'm afraid of heights, and I was driving in the car over a bridge high up, and there was quite a grade going straight up, and my car gave out. It stopped. And I didn't know what to do. Anything I could think of didn't seem to be able to work, and nor to give up would work either. So I was like just lost. And then I remembered another dream, and that was being in this big city. This was Montreal, and I was walking around, and I lost my way, and I kept walking, and I saw this huge big building, and I decided to walk in there, and it was a mental hospital. I used to work as a social worker in a mental hospital, and I started walking down some of the corridors, and it was like a big labyrinth, and again, I was lost, and I said, an insane asylum is no place to get unlost. And anyway, it dawned on me about 5 o'clock this morning that I should surrender this lost feeling. And whenever I do the protocol, and I do it because I know that it's a very powerful way of relating with Source. I feel that's the biggest way now that I make some kind of connection, because when I ask questions, I get answers. And so I surrendered this, this feeling of being lost. And when I get this kind of whispering, it's not like a conversation or anything like that.
Now, what is your question?
It really means a lot to me. And my question is, I was feeling there's no way I can show my gratitude the way I would like to. How do we show gratitude to Source? What's a way of increasing this adeptness to really make specific this connection that we're making and be appreciative of it?
First of all, Source does not necessarily need to hear your prayers of gratitude and all of this. Mm-hmm. It can help, but it helps from your point of view. Mm-hmm. Source is neutral. Source is always there. Source is always aware of you, aware of your feelings, aware of everything that is going on within you at all times. So it is not up to you to pray or be of gratitude to satisfy the Source. It is for your purpose within you to feel the gratitude, to experience the shift of consciousness that comes as a result of feeling that gratitude, you see? Mm-hmm. So when you had your dream and you were the car stopped and all of this, what is this indicative of? What do you think it is? You see, it is the changing, the shift, the transition that is happening here as you move out of the old 3D programming, where you move out of the need, first of all, to even have a car in the sense of being able to move from one place to another and have this vehicle that will not even be necessary in the higher vibrations as you move into these higher dimensions. You see, so this will not even work for you. And this is what it was showing there for you. And the second part of this dream, or the other dream you have, although they were somewhat related here, in that you move into a building, a high building, you didn't necessarily say that, but it was a very tall building, and you moved into this building as a movement of consciousness, moving from one level of consciousness to another level of consciousness. And as you moved down through these corridors, you felt lost. You did not know where you were going. But this is where then you turn to your higher self, to your Source within you, and ask where you are going. Ask to be guided. Ask for this to come, and it will. This is what all of us have been saying to you for a long time here now. And we have been telling you in many different ways that you have always been connected to Source. You have never not been connected to Source. And you are simply remembering that connection now. And you are coming back to it. And as you come back to it, if you would have continued on in that dream, you would have moved up the building into the higher floors, higher and higher. And this is symbolic of moving higher in consciousness, you see. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense to you?
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Very good.
Any other questions?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Jamie from Connecticut. I would just like to explain. I've been in pain and discomfort for the better part of the last 2 decades, and recently I was finally diagnosed with Eagle syndrome, and that's a calcification of your ligaments in your head. And I was just wondering if this may be part of my vision. I actually was diagnosed by a natural dentist, because it's rarely diagnosed, but they're finding out a lot of people are suffering from this. And, I mean, I'm trying to find a reason for all of it, and I'm just wondering if it's part of my mission to make them more aware of this, to maybe help others that are going through it also.
You have to understand, though, that the source of all this comes from other lifetimes that you have had and a pattern that has been set up. And the calcifying of the ligaments, as you are saying, is a part of this process that you are going through. And if you subscribe to this idea and this knowing that everything is being orchestrated, that what you have gone through and are going through is a part of this process as well, a part of this orchestration. So whatever is happening within you is assisting others in dealing not only with this same type of malady here, but with others as well. And as you continue to move into these higher vibrations as we speak here, into the higher frequencies, these types of things will go away. They will not be a part of your expression anymore because they cannot be a part of this expression. These things that happen to you, these maladies, these illnesses, all of this is a part of the 3D illusion that has been created here by all the programming that you have been involved in with the medical science as you have known it up to this point, although that is beginning to shift more and more as well. And we'll move more and more to healing with energy and all of this. Energy and frequency, sound, color, all of this is coming. All a part of the inventions and the various technology that has been held back from you. It is already there. Many already have this, and they have been kept from bringing it out. So, yes, you are having this for a reason, but it is a reason within yourself that it is continuing on. But we can tell you that more and more as you continue to rise in vibration, use your meditation, use crystals, can be very helpful for you who is asking this especially. Maybe you have not been drawn to crystals before, maybe you have. But they are very important to you in your further beyond background, back into the Atlantean times and such. And okay. They can be very beneficial to you. As to which types of crystals, there is much information on your internet about this, many books that you can read, and they will assist you in what types of crystals to use specifically for what you are dealing with here.
Thank
just a
so
hint for you to take this if you want, and if not, that is okay too, because again, all part of the orchestration. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello, I have a quick question.
Yeah, this is Walter.
Hello?
I have a question about how to be a better light warrior. I have been blessed to be in a situation where I can now dedicate more and more time to this. But as I have come to find out, it has been a bit challenging to get past the different scriptures, the different cultures have. In particular, cultures that if they do not find certain aspects in previous scriptures, you know, like the Bible or the Torah or the Quran, that they will simply not even consider listening to. So I know there's different shifts and changes coming up. What will be the optimum approach to these masses that are stuck in the book to clarify some of the new concepts that we are to give out? Thank you, Master.
We would say do not take the approach of going door to door and knocking on their doors. And we are saying this literally here. Do not knock on their doors, but also do not knock on their consciousness. Because if they are not ready for this, they are not ready. And you cannot do anything to pound it into them. Just think how much we have done to pound this, all of this information and awareness and knowings and understanding into you. And if we became disconsolate or frustrated or anything of this nature, this would not continue. So be neutral about this. Wherever the situation arises, be the warrior. If not, then simply be the worker. That's all. But when the situation comes, and you will know when it is, your higher self, the source within you, will give you a nudge and say, this one you need to help. This one you need to say this to, or whatever it might come. And as it does more and more, the more that you do this, the more that your awareness will increase, the more that you will have the knowings within you as to what to say, how to say it, when to say it, all of this. Okay? Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Very good. Other question here?
Hello,
yes.
I have a question.
This is Lorelei. Oh,
good question.
One at a time here.
All right, here's my quick question. I just needed a question of clarification. When we say that we are in the illusion or that we're out of the illusion, is it true that we can kind of dip in and out of the illusion? And is the indicator that we're dipping back into it is that we are having emotional responses to things outside of us?
That is correct. Very much so. Very, very much so. As you are finding yourself more in the programming, more of the 3D illusion that has been created here, the more that you will become frustrated or angry or sad or whatever it might be the case here. But when you are in the higher vibrations, there is joy, there is love, there is happiness, there is oneness, all of this, you see? And again, as you are in the higher vibrations, then those illnesses and sicknesses and colds and all of these things cannot affect you at all. Now, we know, we must add this, we know it would be difficult, it must be difficult for those who are in the malady right now, feeling an illness right now, and hearing these words and saying, yeah, you can say this, yeah. But be in our shoes. But again, we tell you again, we have been in your shoes before. We have had some of these things before. Not so much what you may be dealing with now, such as cancers and things like this, but there have been other things that have been, such as plagues and types of things like this. And you are moving through this process, and as you move through it, you will move beyond these maladies, these illnesses, all of this. But again, it is believing is seeing, not the other way around. So if you continue to rely on those medicines and the medical science, more of the allopathic medical science, then you will be still within the programming of this 3D illusion here and subject to all that comes with it. In other words, move out of it. Change your residence. Not literally, but change your residence of consciousness. Move to another home of consciousness, another house of consciousness. Do it within your meditation even. Find yourself in your meditation, changing the house that you live in into something more creative, something more beautiful, something beyond what is here in this 3D illusion. Create the mansion of your dreams, you might say. And we are taking this from the James here, sitting on the shore of a beach, an ocean, and hearing the waters from your front door or back door or whatever it might be, you see? Your question?
Yes, thank you. Very nice.
Any further question here? We need to release channel.
Yes.
Anything further?
One quick one. This is Lorelei. Actually, two quick, hopefully, if you have time. So I have had a strong feeling for a while now, and I just wanted to confirm that people with certain types of mental illnesses, and specifically schizophrenia, they really may not be crazy, but they actually may be tapping into another dimension and actually conversing with other beings. And then maybe they don't know what to do with that. And so it looks, of course, like craziness to us. Is there some truth to this?
Absolutely. You are looking at parallel universes here, parallel worlds, you might say. And they are gaining access to these other worlds. And it can be very conflicting, very confusing to them to begin to hear voices and all of these kinds of things, but they are simply tapping into sometimes other aspects of themselves that they are not ready for in this physical expression here now, and again in this 3D illusion, but find themselves in the higher vibrations, higher dimensional frequencies, and all of that will go away because they will still have those voices and those connections to their other aspects of themselves, but then they will be comfortable with it. They will understand it. They will know it. They will remember it.
See? So really we shouldn't be drugging the hell out of them then, I'm imagining.
That is correct.
Am I right? Yeah,
you like the way you say that. Do not drug the hell out of them.
And my other question is, again, I was in communication with my twin flame, and I got an experience that we had had in the past, the experience of having ascended, but we were like walking around, you know, and watching everybody else, you know, kind of doing their thing in the 3D reality. We were having a whole life in our sort of ascended life, you know, and whatever that was. But we were also on planet Earth walking around and checking out what was going on with these people and stuff like that. Does that sound like you could do that? You actually, you're ascended, you're walking around. They don't see you, but you're kind of watching everything going on. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, you can move into higher vibrations and frequencies. And as you move into those that are at lower frequencies can no longer become aware of you, but you can become aware of them. You can look down, but in a sense, but they cannot look up. You can look down through the veil that is there, but they cannot see through the veil back to you. This
wow.
is the dimensional barrier here. You're speaking of dimensional barriers. And there are literally barriers there that you cannot penetrate through until you are ready. But this is why we have said many times that you get glimpses when certain frequencies change, when certain situations arise, you can get glimpses through this veil, although we have heard from Lady Nada that there is no veil, so there really is not. She is correct, absolutely correct, but the veil is still there because you believe it is there. But as soon as you no longer believe it being there, it will be gone completely. This is why there are those that can walk through walls and walk in fire and do these kinds of things because they do not believe that there is a veil there. You see?
There's wow,
no
yes. Thank you. That's
and
great.
Somebody hears that and has not understood the Matrix movie, and they say, what do they mean there is no spoon? Sure, there's a spoon. We have a spoon and a fork and a knife and all of these things.
One who says, is that the zero-point energy that I've been hearing about?
There are many misconstruments. Is that a word here? And if people do not understand this term of zero-point energy, there are zero-point frequency, all of these things, and yes, when you have gone through your ascension process, fully ascended, you will have moved into this zero-point energy. Also, when the energy comes, this galactic pulse that we have spoken of many times that comes from the galactic central sun will bring out this zero-point energy as well. There will be a consciousness movement and shift across the planet. And this will be indicative of this zero point. you are hearing about. You are moving into that zero point, and in all of this time and all of these things comes into play here as well. Because in zero point, there is no time. There is no past, present, and future. They are all one. It's zero point.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Collectively.
We're going to release channel here now, and before we do, just continue to do those things that you have known to do. Use those various tools that you have been given, whatever they might be, whether they are crystals or mantras or meditations or affirmations or any of these various tools that you have been given over time period here, and continue to utilize them as you best know how to do. But do not be closed to other tools that may be shared with you in various ways. And this can even be through the use of synchronization. It can be simply a seeing of a signpost along the way. And do you understand what this means as it was given earlier here? The 2-12-12 signpost.
Mm-hmm.
See? This is message. Listen to the messages. They are coming to you more and more and more, both within yourself and outside of yourselves. But whenever they happen outside of yourself and you become aware of it within, then you have just moved through a movement of consciousness or a shift. And the more that these shifts and movements of consciousness happen, the more that you will move through the various initiations that are there for you as well. Movement of consciousness is initiation. They are one and the same. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Be the one.
Thank you.